Okay, so we're at the point in the Gemara where the Mishnah says that a Cheresh shouldn't read the Megillah. Okay? So a Cheresh shouldn't read it. So the Gemara wants to know who's the author. Why not? Why can't a Cheresh read it? He's talking about a Cheresh who could speak. Just can't hear. So he can speak, so why can't he read the Megillah? So this must be Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds by Kriyashma that if you don't hear, you're not Yotze. So therefore, basically, the Cheresh is going to be Ein Mechayev B'davar, because he can't hear Mekam Megillah. So he's going to be Ein Mechayev B'davar, so therefore he can't be Motzi anybody. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara says, no, how do you know? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Because even though Rabbi Yehuda holds like Kriyashma, if you don't hear it, your Yotzei, but l'chachila, he agrees you should hear it. And l'chachila, he said, he agrees that there's a kiyam shmiya. He just says you can't incorporate shmiya into the halachic structure of the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah. But he holds it as a kiyam shmiya. So how do you know? Maybe when it says that a chayri shouldn't read, it doesn't mean like Rabbi Yossi that it's possible with the evet. It just means l'chachila shouldn't do it. Okay? L'chachila shouldn't do it. Like Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you know? The Gemara says, no. Don't say that, because the Gemara lists, the Mishnah lists together, Cheresh Shotan Katan. And just like a Shotan Katan, are possible even in the Eved, so the implication is Cheresh is also possible even in the Eved. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe they're different. Maybe Cheresh Shotan Katan are only possible in the Eved. But Cheresh is only possible in the Chila. But with the Eved, it's okay. Right, so we explain. We said, what's the focus of the Mishnah? Right, is the Mishnah trying to define the psulim? It's trying to define the psulim, then it doesn't make sense to classify together two different psulim. Either it shouldn't classify Cheresh as just the Chachila, and then Shadu Kadu, which is possibly even the Evet. But if the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, how do you know, maybe the Mishnah is just trying to tell you who's Kasher, a Kol Ksherim Chutz. So therefore, it doesn't matter that Cheresh isn't Kasher, only a Chachila. If you have it, he's good. As opposed to Shodom Kadu or possibly even the Eved. Because they're equally not kosher. They're equally not appropriate. So therefore, it's possible to say that really still the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda. And the Cheresh is possible in the Chila, but the Eved is okay. And Shodom Kadu are possible even the Eved. Right? So therefore, the Gemara is still, that's where we're up to the Gemara. Because someone wants to know, so could the Mishnah still be like Rabbi Yehuda? Tosus explained. We want the Mishnah to be like Rabbi Yehuda because the Gemara paskins like him. I think the Gemara brachas paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So it would be nice if we could work out a Mishnah, it would be like Ali with the Helchasa. Okay? So the Gemara says, Midiktani Sefer, up to the last word in the line is Midiktani. About halfway down the page, I need to test some base. So Midiktani Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Mashir Bekatan, Lechal Doresh Allah Rabbi Yehuda. So hold on a second. You have the Tanakhama says, that is Rabbi Yehuda argues by a Katan. So the Katan's good. So you see, apparently there's two mandamrim in the Mishnah. There's a Tanakama and there's Rabbi Yehuda. So we're trying to determine who's the Tanakama. So is it Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda? Well, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because then Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with himself. Is it Rabbi Yehuda holds Choshev Shodokatan and then Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Katan? So the implication is that the Tanakama is someone other than Rabbi Yehuda. So who's the other? The other than Rabbi Yehuda must be Rabbi Yossi. So saying Rabbi Yossi, saying Choshev Shodokatan. So therefore, he holds this positive in the Eved, and Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, "No, Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Katan." So that seems to be a good indication that really that's not Rabbi Yehuda, right? Right. So Gemara says, "No, that sounds good, but not so fast." It says, "Vidilma." Okay, so Ma skips the next line. Rashi does also. So this is skipping into Vidilma Kula Rabbi Yehuda. Now maybe really the whole mission is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tregavni Katan, Katani line. It's really learning two types of Katan. Vichsir Mechsara. And the Mishnah is missing some words here. Vyachi Katani. This is the way it should read. Hakok Shem Lechsim Yilchot Vichesha the Katan. Ba Medar Amor Mekatan Shlo Yilchainach. Ah, that's a man of Katan who's Lo Yilchainach is possible Mekas Megala. Ba Katan Shlo Yilchainach Avir Lechachila. Ba Katan is Yilchainach Kilrich. Rav Yudah Masha Bekatan. As Rav Yudah says, Katan's good. So really, you could learn the whole Mishnah as Rav Yudah. And therefore, it'll turn out that when it comes to Cheresh, maybe it's really talking about that a Cheresh is good, is only possible a Chachilu, but the Eved is okay, and it's still Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't prove from the fact that the Mishnah is written funny. Sometimes you can't deduce from the Lashon. The Lashon could be a Chesir Mechzer or whatever. No, that's no proof. Again, we're going to leave out for now the whole question about Rabbi Yehuda and a Katan. Okay, that's the Sugya of this big toast of Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. gets into that. What's the machlokes between the Rishonim and the Chachamim about a katan? What's the issue of whether a katan can be motzi people in Ikar Megillah? Okay, we'll see. He's going to get into that. Because he says he's a double derabanan. We'll see. We'll get into it. It's an issue. But for now, for the time being, we're going to leave that out. We're just going to focus on the cheresh part, the shmia, that aspect of the sugya. Okay? Okay. Now the Gemara is going to question. Again, we're trying to establish the Mishnah that it could be Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a cheresh shouldn't read the Megillah. Agrees that a cheresh shouldn't read. You're supposed to lechachila hear kriyashma. Right? So it's going to question that. It says, B'mayu kimta, to Rabbi Yehuda. So what are you establishing now? It's like the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. B'di'evet. And it's B'di'evet. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that B'di'evet, lechachila, you have to hear. Right? It says, no, Elahaditani, Rabbi Yehuda, B'reder, Shemim Pazi. What about you have a memra, Braisa, I'm sorry, Braisa, Rabbi Shemim Pazi says, Chesham, not Rabbeinu Shomeya, Torim lechachila. So if you have a cheresh, who could speak and cannot hear, he could take off chumas and maestros, the chachila. And Rashi says, even though he's making a bracha, it's not talking about taking off the chuma. Apparently that doesn't matter. Because that's not it's just a mechanical thing. You take off chumas and maestros. But there's a bracha. So the bracha, how could he make the bracha? He can't hear, right? He can't hear, and when it seems the chachila, he could do it. So money, who's the author of this braisa? Rabbi Yehuda. Do you have it in the chilo? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, you told me that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with chachili, he's supposed to hear it. And Rabbi Yossi, do you have an amilo? And if it's Rabbi Yossi, even it's even worse. Because Rabbi Yossi says it's possible. You're not even Yotze if you don't hear. So who's the author of this braisa? You have machuk, because only Tanaim we know talk about this issue are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And this braisa doesn't seem like, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and this braisa doesn't seem like it could be any of them. Right? So it says Elamai, so what are you going to have to say? Must be Rabbi Yehuda, Afilo Chela. It must be it's Rabbi Yehuda. And when Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have to hear it, he mamish means even Lechachila you don't have to hear it. Because otherwise you don't have anyone to be the source of this brisa. So we had assumed, as the Gemara is saying, we had assumed falsely that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Lechachila you're supposed to hear the Mekamega, you're supposed to hear yourself. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, he's only arguing about the Evet. But it's saying it can't be, because if that's a machlokas, then there's no author for this brisa. So in order to find the author for this brisa, we have to assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds that l'chachila you're allowed to, you don't have to hear it. If that's the case, then our Mishnah is going to have to hear Rabbi Yossi. Right? Because he's saying Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no reason at all, the hearing has absolutely nothing to do with it. There's nothing to do with it, so then Kol Kinshuch, because Minchas Chershad V'Katan cannot possibly be Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore we're back to the thing, that must be Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Gemara is trying to do at this point. Okay? But what comes out for us is the Gemara is introducing a new Shita, a new possible understanding of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Until now, the Machlokes was a question of everyone agrees Shmi as an issue. The only question is it incorporated into the Ikar Mitzvaso and its Ma'akev, or is it just a separate Kiyah? But now you're saying that the machlokas is shmia anything. Is it even one of the Rabbi Yossi says it's ma'akev, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, there's nothing to do, no shmia. We don't even need shmia altogether. Chila, I don't really care about shmia. So that we have to explain.
So I think is, I guess, is, why did we say this whole thing is shmia in the first place? So we said, what's the idea of kriya, right? Why do you have to read it? Why can't you just think about it? Right, remember we said a question like that? Like, why don't you just think about it? Ideas are all these that you saw there. That's why I just think about it. So we said because Kriya is where you're actualizing your thoughts. That's the idea of Kriya. Kriya is where you're taking just the abstract thoughts and you're making them real to the person. And that's what Kriya is. So we said in that framework, well, Shmiya is really the way that takes place, the highest form of that. So therefore, Shmiya should be incorporated. And Tzmachlokis is incorporated essentially, or is it just an added kiyam? But that was the premise, that idea of Kriya. Why do you have to say it? Why can't you just think it? Because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to really actualize those thoughts. It's not just thinking. Okay, but it's to make them real to you. So a thing real to you, Shmiya is definitely a component. Right? But you could say no. Really the mitzvah would be, it's nothing to do with actualizing thoughts. And really it's just thinking itself. Really you could just think about it. Okay? But why can't you just think about it? Why can't you just think about it? Because there's no mitzvah like that. Because that's not a mitzvah. Halachically, you need a ma'isa mitzvah. It's not because just thinking about it per se would be wrong. No. Thinking about the Yisodei Hadas twice a day would really be great, and that's really the idea of the whole thing. Okay? The only thing is that for it to be halacha, for it to be a mitzvah, you can't just have a mitzvah to think about something twice a day. It's not tzuras a mitzvah. So the tzuras a mitzvah demands that you have a ma'isa kriya. Okay, that's how the thoughts, but not because they're realized in your personality, and you know, just because of the halachic system, it has to, for it to be recognized in the realm of mitzvahs ma'isios, it has to be a ma'isa mitzvah. So you can't just be thinking about it. So the speech is really just thinking about it. But thinking about it it's the action which expresses thinking about it. But what does hearing have anything to do with it? Hearing has nothing to do with it. And it is irrelevant. And the speaking is that which is the action of thinking about it. So I'm expressing my thoughts through speech. So Shmir has absolutely nothing to do with it. It's not Kim, zero has nothing to do with it. The only reason it's a kim is because we're assuming, we made the assumption, that the whole reason why the Torah chose kriya as opposed to thinking is because the whole idea is to actualize in the personality. He'll say, no, it's nothing to do with that. Actually, the personality has nothing to do with it. It's purely, really, it should be thinking, but it's just a purely halachic requirement that you need speech. So then Shmiya is nothing. Right, I'm not saying it's impossible to say here or kedibor, that he was here as a mitzvah. I'm not saying that's impossible. I'm saying this man, the Omar, holds that that's not the case. This man, holds the reason why the Torah chose Kriya is because it wanted to make a concrete Ma'isa Mitzvah. Like a Ma'isa Mitzvah. The Ma'isa Mitzvah is Kriya. But I'm not saying it would be impossible. I don't know, anyways, if you have a Ma'isa Mitzvah of Hiyahur. The Ma'isa Mitzvah is Kriya, but the question, if you didn't do Kriya, but you just did Hiyahur, is that good? You know, is it enough? Is it close enough to Kriya or whatever? I don't know anyone holds that there's actually a Ma'isa Mitzvah L'Chachid. That's really the Ikar Tzuras HaMitzvah. I don't know if you have an example like that. I mean, it's a Ma'isa Mitzvah needs a form. Here it could approximate it to a certain degree, so it's enough. But it seems, as you're saying, that the Tzuras HaMitzvah has to be as Kriya. But not because the point is, it's nothing to do with undermining. We made a step that the whole idea is because of an internal process. He said it has nothing to do with that. It's purely a halachic detail that it has to be a Ma'isa Kriya. Yeah, they mentioned this is in line with it. We're going to get to on the next Amud. The Gemara is going to bring in Psukim. I think it's in line with this explanation. We'll get to that in a little bit, okay? So we'll take the Gemara step by step in order. Okay, but I do think it will help to make this Machlokas a little clearer, maybe get further into it. What's this Tully in when we see the Psukim which they base it on? That'll be a little bit later in the Gemara, okay? Okay, so it's true. So at this point, the Gemara is claiming that really we were misunderstanding the Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. That we thought originally everyone agreed Shmiya is a good thing. Just the question is it l'chila b'diavad? But you have this mission, this brisa, when it comes to Truma, which implies that there is actually a shita who holds that l'chachila, even l'chila is chereish is good. So it must be that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether there's such a thing as Shmiya altogether, Rabbi Yehuda says zero, I don't really care about Shmiya. Rabbi Yossi says no, I care absolutely, it's ma'akev. That must be the machlokas, right? So Gemara says, not so fast. Not so fast. So Gemara says, so ve'ela mai Rabbi Yehuda v'afil l'chachila. So you're going to have to say that brisa by Truma is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's even l'chachila. Rabbi Yehuda says l'chachila, cheresh is good. Ela ha detanya, again, four lines from the bottom, right? Ela ha detanya lo yivarach adem rechusamazim v'libo v'mbiruch yatsa mani. So you have a brisa which says that you shouldn't bench in your heart. Okay. So there's difficulty in pshat here, because so the Gemara is asking a question. Okay. So at this point the Gemara is saying that that we're assuming the machlokas is Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yishmiya has nothing to do with that. Even the chachilah you don't have to hear, and Rabbi Yossi holds the opposite extreme, that it's malkeh. So the Gemara wants to know who's the author of this brisa, because the brisa says he can't read Rechus Mazon Belibo v'mbiruch yatsa. So the chachila you shouldn't do it Belibo, but v'diavad it's yatsa. Simple shot Belibo means it's Yira. Right, so the Gemara wants to know money. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, who is it? Rabbi Yehuda fi l'chachila. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds the chachila, you don't have to hear it. She has nothing to do with it. So therefore, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because here this is saying it's only v'diavad. And Rabbi Yossi, I feel the v'diavad namila. And if it's Rabbi Yossi,
Rabbi Yossi, you're telling me, holds the Yishmiyah's Ma'akevs. How could it be good if you're a Mamash not even saying it? Right? Ah, so we asked the question. He said, what do you mean? But maybe this case isn't the same case. This case is Sansib Abshad's talking about, where you're not even saying it. So maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't, that Shmiya has zero to do with it. Shmiya is not ma'akev. Yeah, but maybe he holds the reason why the chiri shouldn't do it here is because you're not even saying it. You're not even saying it. It's a different issue. So how's the we're comparing them? So Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, because there's a parallel Gemara in Brachos. So it's Chasim Abayz in the Dafei Haref when he explains this brisa. Rabbeinu Yonah, it says Leivrachos Brachos Belibo Vein Biyoch Yatsa. Haydei Amrinim Belibo, and it says Belibo Lo Bimachshava Levad Gamar. It's not talking about thinking. Devadai beher her lo yatla. Because hearers are not good. Deha kaimlan deher lav kadibur dami. Because we know that hearers are not kadibur. He's quoting Gemara, chafam abeis. Okay, I guess this is machlik as a shon, but this is the way he's understanding it. El rata lomar afal pisha loha shmiel azna. Kiva shachatach basvat of yatla. It means, what does it mean, believo? Believo doesn't mean believo. It means you didn't hear it. It means it's lev, and you just said it without hearing it. That's what it means. So again, that's the simplest way to learn this Gemara, I think. I mean, maybe others argue, others whatever, but that's the simplest way to learn this. So the same case. So you have basically the Bryce there is saying that you have a Shita which is saying that by benching, so the Chachili is supposed to hear it, but the Evidah you don't have to, right? That's the importance of the Bryce. So if that's the case, who's it like? Because you're telling me your Buda holds Shmiya zero to do with it. Nothing to do with it. So this can't be him, because this one says the Chachili is supposed to hear it. And Rabbi Yossi says it's Ma'akev. Then this can't be him, because this price says it's not ma'akev, it's just l'chili shadov. So therefore, now you're stuck in a corner, because what's Rabbi Yehuda going to be? Because you end up having, now we're back to saying that Rabbi Yehuda has to be the position which says l'chili should hear it. But what about the price by Truma? Problem ends up happening is that you have three positions. Right, one of them says Shmiya's Ma'akev. The other one says it's only Chachila should hear, but the Evidah doesn't matter. And the other one says it doesn't matter Chachila. Three different positions, right? You have three different prices. You have a price by Truma, which implies it doesn't matter altogether. You have a price mentioning it's Chachila with the Evidah thing. And you have a Rashid Rabbi Yossi, clearly that it's Ma'akev. But you only have two positions, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So either way you're going to go, you can't explain all the prices. Right? So the Gemara is stuck. The Gemara says, "Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, Chachila Chila. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chachila. Even though he agrees, he says he can even do a good Chachila, like by Truma. But look, Kasha, how did they have the Rabbi? It's not really Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Akoreh Shema Tzorach Sheshmei Lazno. Shnei Mashmei Shal Shem Kino Shem Echad. Hashma Lazno Chol Mashat Motzav Picha." So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of his Rebbe that you're chayev to hear that the chachil that you're supposed to hear, okay? Because Hashem alas lechamash the matzav picha. But Rabbi Meir Omer Hashanuch mitzavcha hayom alavavcha achar kavonas halev hin hadvar, that alavavcha is showing you that the main thing is really achar kavonas halev. So you see, he's saying that you see Rabbi Yehuda quotes his Rebbe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to say that you have to hear it. So really, it's saying Rabbi Yehuda holds. We don't have to hear. It's nothing. You don't have to hear it altogether. And that's the brisa by Truma. Who's the author of the brisa by benching? It says the chiddush should do it. It's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his rabbi, Elazar ben Azariah. So therefore, we have three positions. Okay, but then the Gemara says, hold on. And once you do this, once you bring in this brisa, fill to Rabbi Yehuda Karabis Yerlein. Or maybe you could say Rabbi Yehuda really holds, agrees like with his rabbi that you have to hear it. Right? That you have to hear it. So what about who's the Brisa who holds that you don't have to hear it even L'chila? How the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Brother Rav Shimon ben Pazi, by Truma, Rameiri. That Shita's Rameir. You don't have to say Rabbi, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and his Rabbi. So really, you have three positions. Rabbi Yossi says, it's Ma'akev. Shmi's Ma'akev. You have to hear it. It's Ma'akev. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in between Shita, L'chila should hear it, but you don't have to. Right, which means he agrees that it's actualizing the speech, but he just says it's not incorporated into the Ikar Mitzvah, but it's a separate kiyum. And then Rav Meir holds, no, there's that nothing at all to a Shmiya. Simply a Maisa Kriya, and that's it. Okay. Oh, so if that's the case, it's going to turn out that our Mishnah could really still be Rav Yehuda.
Because it says, and I'll tell you, it's talking about l'chachila, you shouldn't light a chereshi, but if you did, it would be good. So you could still maintain, that's the punchline, you could still maintain that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so you haven't disproven that, you haven't shown that our Mishnah is Lok Elchasa. Right? So that's the cheshbon. So one thing I think we can do now is, now we see some psukim at least. The Gemara is supplying us some psukim as to the basis of these positions. Which are the basis of the position of that Shmiah is a factor, that you're supposed to hear it, is from Shema Yisrael, Hashma Lazach Mashem Matzav Picha, which seemingly would explain the fact that you have to hear it, whether it's Lachachila, whether it's Ma'akev or not Ma'akev, but they're both saying you have to hear it. Okay, it's a separate question whether it's Ma'akev. But that's in the Pasuk of Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashma Lazach. And the other Pasuk, the Shizr Meir, says has nothing to do with Shmiah altogether. He's learning it out from Asher Mitzav Chayim Alavavecha. So he says Alavavecha means Achar Kavanas Halev. In here in Dvarim. That's where you go by Kavanas Halev. So the question is based on these psukim, could we gain more insight into what you guys are asking before? Is what's it based upon? Whether you have to actualize, whether the mitzvah is to actualize your thoughts, or really it's just thinking about it and just you need halacha. And this seems to be, from this psukim, maybe we could get a little bit, from the limudim, maybe we get more insight into what the machlokes is based upon, you know what I mean?